Blog Talk Radio.
Again, Round and Round by Morris Mills. Hello, hello. Welcome. Thank you for being a part of Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Really appreciate your support. Ever since, those of you that have been with the show ever since the premiere on March 21st, 2011, thank you. And if it's your first time listening, thank you, thank you. Today's show is for the mature audience. I just want to remind you, we talk about body image every so often here, almost like daily, right? Today, you know, usually the Matters of the Heart broadcasts are for the mature audience, those that are 18 and above. So I just want to remind you, just in case, so in case you have kids or kids under the age of 18 in your presence and you really don't want them to hear subject matter. But we're you know, talking adult language in regards to body image, love, you know, romance, one's intimate life, sex life, you know, in that regard. So it's not just body image. I have posted a lot of research material in regards to articles and videos regarding body image, and not just from female perspectives, but also from guys and also teens' perspectives. So check out my Twitter post and also Facebook and LinkedIn and so on. So again, one of my favorite longtime Facebook friends and intimacy advisor, Belinda Bostic of Houston, Texas, is online, and we're just going to zoom into it and talk with her. Okay, visit her. It's good to visit her website as the show goes on, and it's Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic. .com. It's SlumberParties by BelindaBostic.com, and of course at Facebook, facebook.com, Belinda Bostic, BelindaBostic, Bostic. And her Facebook page is just awesome. She's always playing games and asking questions and just having a blast, so check it out. So, but I advise you to get on the website, like, right now. I'm going to get on the website also on my Android, on my MyTouch, as we talk also. But we're going to talk about, you know, body image. And feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. And I'm in the chat room also. And I just want to shout out all my own and offline friends who listen to the show, and all of Belinda's friends who are listening to the show, and ladies that are on her team also. And also, they're having a big conference also in Dallas, Texas in September. I just wanted to put some information out there in case we don't get to it. So that's why we're just going to zoom into talking like right now, so we do not run out of time, and hopefully we can extend the show to 45 minutes. Okay, it was cut a little short last week, like maybe 9 minutes, and it's good when we can extend to 45 minutes. But again, here's Belinda, and thank you so much for your support, and shout out to my old and new online friends. Shout out to Miley Cyrus, Kylie Jenner, Selena Gomez. Those are a few of my new celebrity Facebook friends, so shout out to those young ladies who are just awesome, and I love so much, and just, you know, to me, all of my friends are celebrities, just my everyday friends, and just all of, like David Harrison Levy of Beverly Hills, someone who inspires me so much. He's a star maker, but he encourages us to all realize that we all are stars in our own lives, in our everyday lives, so we all are celebrities, right? Okay, but it's time to talk with Belinda, intimacy advisor from Slumber Parties, and she has an amazing story also. I don't know if she's going to go in detail and share that regarding body image also, but she and I have awesome off-the-air conversations also. Like I said, we've been pretty cool Facebook friends, and so it's just awesome to be able to learn a lot about Slumber Parties and just talk about important topics that really affect our everyday lifestyle choices and decisions. So here's Belinda.
Hello.
Hello, happy hump day, Belinda.
Hello. Happy hump day, one of my favorites.
Exactly. Exactly. We can get away with tongue-in-cheek jokes.
Yep.
Great. Is it anywhere you want to start in regards to the topic of body image, or do you want to update us on some information regarding Slumber Parties?
First of all, actually, yes. If you talked about my Facebook, and right now the games that we're playing, everything that's going on this month is earning you points to win free products. So, you know, yes, I play games, and yes, we have fun, but for this month, I'm giving away over $100 worth of free goodies, so just keep that in mind when you go search for my Facebook page. But I guess we're talking on body image. And a lot of people are wondering, if you know what slumber parties is, you realize that I do intimacy parties. And so some of my clients ask me, what is exactly that you have to offer? You know, I'm skincare, line, lingerie, things like that. But body image is a huge deal. And it affects you in every aspect of your intimate life with your partner. So the products that we have are designed to enhance every aspect. Beth, did you get to go and look at the new stuff, the Relax to the Max?
Have I seen the Relax? I'm logging on now. The Relax.
How
long has it been up? Has it been up the last week?
Yeah, it's been up.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Relax. Yeah, I thought you were telling me about something like real new. Yes, I'm familiar with that product.
Yeah. So everything in the Relax Max section can be used in regards to this topic. Some of them are massage aids, which is just nice, but all of our skincare products. Oh, sorry, I'm sitting in a parking lot. I don't know if you heard that. all of our skincare products are designed so that you feel more comfortable in your skin, because your skin is your largest organ. So if you're not taking care of it, if you don't feel sexy in your own skin, that's going to affect how you feel in the bedroom.
Exactly.
So when it comes to my line, going on slumber parties, the skincare line itself is phenomenal. There's no better way to start your day or to start, you know, an intimate session and know that you have perfectly soft, smooth skin. Half of our, you know, a bunch
which
of our products have pheromones.
Which is important for men and women to have, you know, soft skin, silky skin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We actually have a new shaving cream and aftershave for the men in the new men's line, The Rage.
Yes.
So that's there for them as well. But, you know, a lot of our products have pheromones in it,
I'm just in awe of that skincare line, Rage. Oh, my God.
Isn't it fantastic?
Yes. Wow, if I had a significant other or boyfriend, oh, my God, he would have that whole line.
Well, I mean, you know, I do have clients that are buying certain items for Father's Day, whether it's just the shaving set for dads or making a naughty basket for their husbands. So, you know, people are starting to go outside the box a little bit.
Exactly. Father's Day is this weekend, so it's not too late to order a Father's Day package from you, is it? Uh-oh.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
If someone ordered today, would they get in time for Father's Day?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
So you all visit the website, slumberpartiesbybelindabostic.com, and you can contact her on Facebook also.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, okay, so going on body image. We talked about this last week, and I really think besides just a lack of communication, I think sometimes women and men, you know, people don't want to open up because they're self-conscious about something else.
Yeah.
So if you're constantly, you know, having sex one way and you're wishing you could change it up, I really think that some people just genuinely lack the confidence in order to say something, because they don't feel right in their own skin, you know, and to ask for something different sexually when you're not happy with what you're working with, it really is difficult. And I know you mentioned my story, so I'll go ahead and tell it.
Okay, you would share it. Okay, I didn't want to blab. You know, I can blabber it out. I don't want to blabber anything out.
No, no, it's fine. But as you know, I have two kids, so, and they're 2 and 5, and I love them with all of my heart, but so help me God, my body is wrecked. I just was not expecting that, you know. Nobody mentioned to me, Belinda, your metabolism's not going to change and fix the way that you think it's going to fix. So after I had my son, I was left very overweight and very unhappy. I'd never looked like that before. I mean, I'd never gone over like 120 pounds, you know, and all of a sudden I was sitting at like 170. That was a huge change for me. And I felt very, very uncomfortable to the point where.
You're encouraging me because you all know I share my story about, most of my life I need to gain weight, not desperately to lose weight. So you had two kids. What's my excuse? I was watching Dr. Phil a couple of weeks ago, and a new mother was talking about how she never would, for ages, but I think their baby was like two years old, like right now, and I don't think the husband has seen her completely nude since then. She only would like show parts of her body and keep the light out. But I don't want to interrupt you because I know many want to hear the story.
Well, I mean, and that's sort of my story. After I had my son, I just was not comfortable. And so, you know, lingerie was out the door. That wasn't happening. I wasn't even going to try to look sexy. I stopped doing my hair. I stopped doing my makeup. You know, which those things, I'm not saying that those things are all important, but I didn't feel good about myself. When I went out in public, I didn't feel good. So, you know, a couple years later, I had my daughter, and I had already lost a little bit of weight, and I didn't gain nearly as much with her. I had a very healthy pregnancy with her. But I was still just incredibly self-conscious to the point where I would constantly wear a shirt if there was anything going on. I never wore bathing suits. I wouldn't go out to the beach or the pool or anything like that. If I was going to play in the water with my kids, I would take them to my mom's house and go in the backyard. I was just very, very self-conscious, even to the point where I didn't even want to wear certain shirts. And I live in Houston. You kind of have to wear tank tops. That's a staple.
Yes.
And I didn't even own it for a while. For a while, I didn't even own anything. All I wore were T-shirts.
And your, and so, your background, who's a former gymnast, you all? Are you probably still, you still do a little gymnastics?
If I started to do gymnastics right now, I would kill myself. But, yes, that's part of why I was the size that I was when I was younger, because I was a gymnast and I was a competitive dancer. So coming from this background of pure muscle, you know, and being able to flaunt my stuff however I want it to feeling completely uncomfortable in my own skin, it was very alien to me. My husband was so sweet, and he would tell me all the time, you know, I think you're beautiful. I don't care. You had my children. I understand. You know, I wasn't expecting you to just snap back into skinny mode or anything. But, I mean, I was, so that was the problem there. But now, I mean, it took almost four years, because my son is five. It took almost 4 years for me to be able to be comfortable with myself enough that I could go back to, you know, wearing lingerie and feeling pretty and feeling good about myself. And it was 4 years that I did not show up to the bedroom in my birthday suit. Just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. And it truly, truly, truly affected our relationship, my husband and mine. It really did, because I was so uncomfortable to the point where if he accidentally walked in on me in the bathroom hopping out of the shower, that I would end up in tears. Because I didn't want him to see me that way. So, body image has a huge, huge impact. And now that I feel comfortable in my skin again, it's not that I don't have some weight to lose or, you know, want to tone up a muscle here and there. But, you know, I'm aware that my husband loves me. I feel good about myself. And everything else falls into place. And I know that we've talked about this before, where if your intimate life is in balance and in check, then all the other aspects of your life typically tend to fall in the right way as well. And that's exactly what happened. Things got better for us there because I was more comfortable with myself, and all of a sudden we talk more, we play more, you know, the kids get more attention, you know, for the family time, not just from one parent at a time because we're, you know, switching off so that one can do something else. But it did. My personal body image had an effect on my family as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do think it's incredibly important, but we talked last week about faking orgasms, and I think that body image could have a serious effect on that as well. So, you know, when you're not comfortable, and not saying that everybody's going to be, and I know that there's probably some people listening saying, well, you just don't know. You just don't understand my story. And, of course, I don't. I haven't heard it. But, you know, there's always a positive. There's always something, you know, that you do like about yourself, whether it's physically, whether it's your eyes or your hair or your lips, or maybe you have killer arms or great legs or what have you. I mean, I have ridiculously skinny friends who have serious body image issues.
Exactly.
So it's not just about being overweight, underweight, or even just people who are flat out perfect. Everybody
exactly,
has some kind of body issue.
You're so right, because when I was a skinny mini, I always felt good about myself. I feel good about myself now, but back to what we were saying, honestly speaking, we always have something that we're dealing with. I'm, you know, dealing with wanting to lose pounds. But when I was wanting to gain pounds, oh, my God, it was a body image thing. Also, like, wow, my legs are too skinny, or, oh, you know, I've never been anorexic, but some people thought I might have been anorexic, you know. But
right.
It's always like, oh, my goodness. You know, even dealing with what we're talking about, romance and intimacy, you know, it's always something, like you were saying. Either you need to gain weight. Even people with perfect bodies feel like, oh, my God, it's something that I need to correct. I need to tone up something more. Or I need to do this. I don't want to look in the mirror, let alone let somebody else, if a husband or new boyfriend or girlfriend, see certain parts. And it goes back to
right.
what you were saying
right.
a few minutes ago, our self-perception. Wow, it's kind of amazing. We get feedback from people, positive and not so good. But our own self-perception is just amazing. And I'm going to shout out your husband, because you have an amazingly supportive husband. Share with listeners how supportive he was when you were so hard on yourself.
I mean, he really was. And he's such a sweetheart, but he's also very practical. So, you know, I would have these days where I would just be in tears, and, you know, he would comfort me and tell me that he loved me and how beautiful I was. And, I mean, Lord knows I'm aware that he's attracted to me. He'll walk in the door and he's hugging on me and kissing on me, and I love it, but I'm just like, who are you? What did I do to deserve this? But,
no.
You know, he's also very practical, and he's sort of like me. You know how I tell you in the shopping room, if I have a client that says, he just doesn't do it for me, it takes two to tango. Okay, communication's key. But he's like me in that respect, and when I get down on myself, you know, he's always the first one to point out, well, babe, what have you done about it? You know, and of course I hate to hear that, because I'm still just waiting for, you know, pounds to melt off or whatever, and they're not going to. But,
yeah.
You know, he's very supportive in saying, okay, well, do you want us to go for family walks, or do you want me to try to watch the kids while you go work out, or, you know, what can I do? He used to bring me candy and, you know, sugary sweets and stuff like that, because after I had my daughter.
Oh, well,
I used to have crazy cravings for chocolate. I like chocolate, but I never had cravings for it. But then when I had my daughter, that's like my sweet tooth. That's my thing. So, and it stuck with me, which is a problem. So, you know, he would always bring me home little candies and this and that just to be sweet. And finally I told him, I said, babe, you can't bring me that stuff anymore, because if it's in the house, I will eat it. If you bring me one piece, I will want more. And if you bring me a whole bag thinking that you'll be sweet and I'll spread it out, I won't. It might last like 2 or 3 days, but I will eat it, because I'll just walk in the kitchen and snack on it. And
it's like, it's okay to bring
home
snacks.
One day.
It was okay to bring you snacks, but bring other kind of snacks, healthy snacks.
Right. And so he came home one day it was like a honeydew that was cut in half, and it was scooped out, and it was chock full of, you know, blueberries, raspberries, grapes, other fruits, and it was delicious. But that's what he got me, instead of bringing me home, you know, a piece of cake or ice cream or cookies or, you know, something chocolatey. He brings me home this giant bowl of fruit, and it was the best snack I ever had. So, I mean, he's very sweet and supportive about it, and, you know, the only reason that I don't have, you know, a strict gym regimen is because he's on call 24/7. So coming up with schedules is very difficult for us. And as soon as I, if I make a schedule, if I get out of it, I have to start a little. And I'm very, very bad about that. But, you know, he is, he's very supportive. And so I really think that, you know, if you're in a relationship, and this applies for men too. I know coming from two women talking, they all feel less sometimes and think, I have issues too. We know. We know. But if when you're in a relationship, take the cues from your partner. Take the cues. If they are still hugging on you and kissing on you and wanting to be intimate with you and, you know, saying, hey, beautiful, or calling you sexy or whatever, take their cues. They're not just lying to you, you know. People don't have time and patience for that. They may embellish a little bit here and there, but in general, if they're still acting that way towards you, they don't care what's going on with your body. Mm-hmm. They don't care. And that's sort of, I mean, that's the God's honest truth, you know. Yes, my husband and I have talked about it, and he's like, you know, yes, I'm aware that you've gained weight, but I don't care. He said, if you stayed like this forever, I wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, to me is insane. Because I'm like, whatever, dude. I know what I looked like when we got married. But, you know, that's my point. Take the cues from your partner. So do what you need to do to make yourself feel better. You know, maybe take some steps towards a healthy lifestyle if that's what it's going to take. But, you know, body image in general, like I said, it comes from every point. I have a friend who is super skinny. She cannot gain weight. I mean, it's just almost physically impossible for her to do so. She's talked to doctors about it. She's tried everything, and she is just tiny, 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 and she hates her body. She feels like she's got chicken legs and chicken arms, and she's had 3 children, and she went right back to being super skinny, so she has stretch marks on her stomach and extra skin. She hates her body. My sister is someone that I would consider who has a perfect body, and that girl always finds something to complain about. I have love handles. I'm too chunky here. I feel pudgy here. And she's gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous. You know, I mean, I have friends of all shapes and sizes, and it does not matter. Everybody will find something that they're not completely happy with. So I really think, I mean, one, it starts internally. You have to focus on what you do like about yourself. Play up those features. But take the cues from your partner or from your friends or whoever. You know, this, I think women do this especially, but they'll complain and, you know, get down on themselves, and their husband's boyfriend, significant other, you know, whoever is saying, honey, you look beautiful, or I really do like that shirt or dress on you or whatever, and they'll say, oh, you know, thanks, and brush it off, and then their best friend will walk up and say, oh, my God, you look awesome. And they're like, really? And their whole day just got better.
Exactly. And then, if you're concerned about a loved one's boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, lover, body image, approach it in a more positive way, a more constructive way, you know, constructive criticism and not belittling the person. Because you're definitely not getting any if you talk like, oh, my God, you need to lose like a good 15 pounds in a negative way. I mean, you're definitely not getting any, because the person is will definitely be concerned about their body image and how they look or not feel good.
Exactly.
But if you approach it, for example, like Belinda's husband or just in a more positive way, then the person will feel more comfortable and more loving, and you all will have more intimate moments. But don't make a person feel, and then feeling good, and person might be feeling good. Wow, I'm accomplishing goals, or I've lost 5 pounds, or I've gained 5 pounds. And then when their mate say something negative, I mean, like in a real negative way, that's not good. But if you can, but I know a lot of you say, well, I'm honest and believe in telling the truth. But you can tell the truth in a more positive manner. Don't have to sugarcoat it, but just in a more positive manner. Like you use perfect
positive
examples.
Positive and gentle.
Yeah. And that
positive
keeps that
and
love.
Gentle.
Yeah, because, you know, you want to tell people things because you love people and care about
individual's image and health. But there's a way to do things where you still have an intimate life too, because people will cut off and stop having any type of relations because of their body.
Yeah.
Image.
Yeah, they absolutely will. They will. They will. And I know several clients that's happened to.
Yeah, and that's why I asked you the question to hear feedback from your clients, because I figured you did regarding this topic.
You know, and it like I said, it's everywhere. It's every shape and size. Everybody has something to say, and you know, for some women, it's just a matter of taking a deep breath and realizing that your partner is okay with you and walking out into the bedroom naked. And for others, it's a sort of like steps, baby steps. And that's what I love about lingerie.
Yeah.
So, you know, this isn't necessarily geared so much towards men, but, you know, when women wear lingerie, the great thing about it is that it enhances all of those aspects that we're talking about that you love about yourself. You know, whether it's, you know, cleavage or legs or what have you, you can find a piece of lingerie that's going to enhance your best assets.
Yeah.
It also can be high.
Play up your goodies, right?
Right. Play up the goodies and hides the things that you're not so happy about. And I have one client in particular that comes to mind, and she said, no, I hate lingerie. It looks awful on me. My husband actually laughed at me. Not in a mean way, just sort of, what are you wearing? Because it was not the right piece for her. It was not the right piece. And so she came in my shopping room, and we tried on a couple of pieces, and we finally found one that did exactly what she was wanting it to do. And she called me, like, the very next day, and she said, I don't hate lingerie anymore. I love it. I want more. So it really just depends on finding the right pieces. Because when you do find a piece that you feel comfortable in and you feel sexy in, you know, it's not just about sex appeal. If you're wearing something that's too tight or meant to look a certain way and you still don't feel comfortable in that piece, then it's not doing you any good.
Yeah, because you don't want any awkward moments to happen when it's supposed to be like an intimate moment.
Right. So you still have to feel comfortable in what you're wearing. You know, it's just as if it's another article of clothing. If you're not totally comfortable being naked, put on a piece of lingerie, but it still has to be the right piece of lingerie for you. If it's not fitted properly, if it's too tight or too loose, you know, whatever, it still has to be fitted the right way. So it can definitely make a huge impact, but that's what I love about lingerie, is that it sort of helps you ease into, you know, feeling sexy again and feeling that appeal for yourself physically, and introducing that back to your partner. So, because they definitely notice when you're not feeling comfortable. I mean, that's sort of a given.
Because yeah. if you're not feeling comfortable, that's distracting in your mind, in your way of thinking and emotionally. You can't give your all that you want to give.
Absolutely, which is how this topic came up, because we were talking about faking orgasms.
Exactly.
And like you're saying, if you're not feeling comfortable, you know, so many women are like, just get it over with. Or men, you know, they just want to get it over with because they're that uncomfortable with their bodies.
Yeah.
You know, or they're so uncomfortable that they're unable to get aroused because they're thinking, who could possibly want this? You know, if you've ever had that moment where you look in the mirror and you think, this is disgusting. I wouldn't want this. Why would anybody else want it? You know, you're not going to be able to get in that mindset. You know, you're going to have a lot of difficulty getting into that mindset. And I know that from personal experience, because that's exactly how I felt about myself.
Wow.
Exactly. I would look in the mirror and feel disgusted, completely disgusted. And, you know, it's kind of surprising that I never ended up having some sort of eating disorder, because my mind was so jacked up. But, you know, I don't do eating disorders. They don't. that's not on my to-do list. It doesn't work for me.
I've never done eating disorders, but I have been slim to the point where people thought maybe. I have anorexia, but I've never done eating disorders also. It's very important to be healthy. And I think when we first, your first appearance on the show, we talked about how important it is to eat healthy. That plays a lot of part.
Yeah.
That plays an important part in not just your general life, but your sex life also. It's important
Absolutely.
To do your best healthy and, you know, eat fruits and vegetables and drink your juice and drink your water, your proper amounts of water, and
mm-hmm.
so on. It's really important.
Well, I mean, and that also has effect, you know, obviously,
and
if you're eating healthier.
I'm not mentioning it because we talk a lot about body image and eating disorders. I don't know if you listened to some of the other shows, like maybe a few weeks before your first appearance. I talked a lot about eating disorders. There's so many from not just anorexia, but from the binging. And sometimes I talk about emotional eating because sometimes I listen to Janet Jackson talk about her bouts with emotional eating. And,
right.
you know, sometimes you have to just, you have to catch and monitor the reasons why you do certain things.
Yeah,
but
right.
like you said,
exactly.
but like
exactly.
you said, it goes back to other your different parts of your life. It just interacts and just our components. Well, I'm so excited about this topic. Just different. It goes back to what you and I talk about on the show and privately about different parts segments of our lives affect other segments. You know.
Right. Well, and you know, if you look at it like this. Everything's connected. So if you are eating healthier and you're drinking your water, one, that's going to affect your body image because you're going to be eating healthier. You know, you're likely
exactly.
to lose weight or gain weight in the correct aspect, whatever is needed, but your body is going to be healthier. So your skin's
mm-hmm.
going to look better, your hair is going to look better, your face is going to look better. You know, everything, things start to glow when you eat healthy. That's just
mm-hmm.
the natural way that it is. Your skin looks better. You know, if you're drinking enough water, a lot of women don't know this, but if you don't drink enough water, that can absolutely affect your personal lubrication. So those nights that you're starting to feel better about yourself, but you're still not feeling like you're fully aroused, you know, your eating habits and your drinking and things like that, that has an effect on your internal organs having an effect on your sexual arousal.
That's a good point. That is a very good point because I've talked to a professional hairstylist on air also, and they, Martini PhD of Dallas, he stressed how important it is to drink water. My own hairdresser here in Jackson earlier this year when I sat in his chair, he was like, "Why is your scalp so dry?" And it's because I had been sick and I had been taking over-the-counter medication. And I said, could
right.
that have been the reason? And he was like, yes, because it just dried you out. So it's good you mentioned that because it can affect women down below the belt also if you don't keep your body hydrated. It's good you mentioned that.
It's so important. And I tell my clients that all the time because that's another thing
not
that comes to body
problem.
Image.
I don't have a problem. But I'm just, it's not a
right.
problem. I'm joking. But seriously,
well,
but,
I mean,
that's,
but
that's
you
real.
Know, women think that there's something wrong with them, and you know, I mean, I've done a lot of research on the topic, and I've actually talked to my own doctor about it just to see what his
huh.
thoughts were, you know, and all this sort of stuff. But they think that there's a problem with them, and that affects their state of arousal because they're thinking, oh gosh, you know, I never seem to get excited enough. And if you're not excited and there's not enough lubrication, sex tends to hurt. You know, it's really not as pleasant if you don't have all of those aspects. So it really is important.
So ladies, if you're not drinking your water, definitely drink your water. It definitely affects your entire body down there. It definitely
everything.
Affects
it affects everything. You know, healthy living is not just a cliche. It affects everything. So, you know, when you're dealing with body image, let's say that it starts with just eating a little bit healthier. You know, you have a little bit of fruit. You have, you know, less coffee, more water, whatever, which I just got in with my venti coffee, so I'm one to talk. But you have more energy, too. So let's say that even though you're not totally satisfied with your body, you start eating just a little bit healthier, drink more water, and you have more energy. So the next time that you go and have an intimate session with your partner, you're in a better mood. And they're thinking, wow, this is a nice change. You know, you may still wear your shirt or you may still be uncomfortable, but you're naturally in a better mood because your body is healthier.
Please share,
you know, and
share with us if you all notice a difference just making small steps and small efforts like drinking more water or eating a little more healthier. Please, if you notice a change in your intimate life, your sex life, share the feedback with us.
Yeah, please do, because I really think that, I mean, and I'm guilty of this too. I thought this for a long time, that if you didn't make a huge change to everything, that it wasn't going to make a difference. Nobody would notice. But that's just not the case. Small changes at a time is really what's key about that. So, you know, sticking to our topic, if we're talking about body image and feeling good about yourself, I mean, the easiest way to start that, to start alleviating that, is to work on it yourself, you know? And if you have incredibly soft skin, I mean, I love it when my skin is soft. I'll just sit there and, aim, you know, I won't even be paying attention, and I'll be touching my hand or, you know, rubbing my arm where it's particularly soft, you know? So if you start with something like that, taking care of yourself, doing a little bit of self-pampering.
Exactly.
And all these little bitty things start working into play. And when you use products that have pheromones in it, pheromones are a sexual attractant. But for yourself, they're a mood booster. They're going to put you in a better mood. So not only are you using something on yourself that's going to, you know, enhance your body image because your skin's going to start looking better, you're going to start feeling better about your skin, but you're also using pheromones that are going to enhance your own mood, put you in a better mood, and they're a sexual attractant. So your partners who are already telling you, we love you, you look beautiful, you look very handsome, whatever they're saying, but it's just enhancing that, and you've got pheromones, and now they're really sort of starting to say, yeah, no, you really do look good. So, you know, using products like that can genuinely help. And if nothing else, it's just something nice for you. Because part of body image, and I think this falls especially with women with children, is that after you have kids, a lot of women sort of, you've heard the term, let yourself go.
Exactly.
And it's not because, it's not because we don't love ourselves anymore, but we're busy.
Our kids go down.
Yes. Yeah. But it, you know, and it's because women are busy. You know, a lot of us still have jobs, taking care of kids, taking care of husbands, boyfriends, significant others, what have you. But, you know, it's not because we just want to feel blah for the rest of our life. It's just because we get busy and we get tired. And it gets to a point where who cares if I'm wearing makeup today? I'm just glad that I could roll out of bed. So, mm-hmm. You know, it kind of comes back to taking care of yourself. The more you take care of yourself, the better you start to feel. So these little bitty changes can have a huge effect. And, you know, if it's just one little thing body image-wise, you know, maybe it's your stomach or thighs or love handles or, you know, you wish that your, you know, breasts were perkier or what have you, you know, age and children, all those things have an effect. But, you know, finding a simple piece of lingerie that you love, that can have a huge effect too. So the better you feel about yourself, the more your partner is going to notice, the more enthusiastic you're going to be in your intimate life. And like we say, the better your intimate life, the better all the other aspects of your life are going to be.
Wow. That is just amazing advice. And we only have less than a minute left, but you have always stressed, and I know, being a lefty, how important it is when you're in the midst of a masturbation session or taking time with yourself, bathing or showering and pampering yourself, how important it is to explore your body and to learn to accept some things regarding your body image.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get to know your own body.
I hear you stress that a lot also during those intimate moments, like you mentioned, during your pampering time. Bathing, but you also have stressed it is important to pay attention to your body image when you're masturbating and learning your body because you begin to become more comfortable with your body.
Yep, absolutely. Masturbation is the best way to get to know yourself, learn your body,